It's that time of the program for us to bring you Mike Brennan, the editor of Michigan Technology News, brought to you every week at this time, and hopefully to you personally on your email. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Foster. Always a pleasure.
Delighted you could be here. I understand that there's some special honor that you're going to be receiving this afternoon.
I'm going to be installed as the commander of my Masonic unit in Grand Rapids. One more layer of responsibility to deal with over the next 12 months.
All right, so we salute the new captain. Mike, the first headline that caught my eye was that Michigan Pre-Seed Fund 2.0 is offering entrepreneurs $6.8 million. It's a nice little kitty for budding entrepreneurs.
Absolutely, and if you're involved in a couple of, technology, obviously, but there's even specifics involved, advanced automotive, manufacturing and materials, agricultural tech, alternative energy, homeland security, defense, infotech, life sciences, and then they throw in a category called other innovative technologies, whatever those might be. I guess at the discretion of the strategic fund. And Charlie Moray, who was with TechTown, he's going to be running that fund, and we're off to the races. So good news for entrepreneurs.
By the way, one of the things I saw also, and this certainly fits in with our program and with entrepreneurs and their opportunities, is the broadband adoption in our fair state of Michigan is above the national average.
Quite a bit, in fact. We're at 80%. The national average is 70%. A lot of that, though, I think can be attributed to the fact that we have so many engineers, particularly in Southeast Michigan, involved in the automotive industry, and a lot of those guys work at home, a lot of guys and women. We don't want to forget about the women. There's a lot of them,
absolutely.
But there's more men than women in engineering, but that's changing slowly. But anyway, a lot of them work at home, so they need, for these intricate drawings and whatnot, they need the high speed. The other thing is everybody loves to do their music and their videos and their movies and all that jazz, like Netflix. And you need the high speed in order to deliver something like Netflix. So just the average Joe likes it, too.
Well, it's an exciting thing to kind of pair that with the news about the entrepreneurs, that this is another way in which we are expanding the horizons for entrepreneurs in the state of Michigan. We're talking with Mike Brennan, by the way, who is the editor of MITechNews.com. Now, how can you find about these headlines? And, well, you can have them delivered right to your email front door every Friday. And how do you have that happen? Well, simply go to InternetAdvisor.net, scroll down the page a little bit, and then simply click on the subscribe button there. How much will it cost you? Absolutely nothing. But every week you'll receive not only these few headlines we're talking about right now, but a whole raft of headlines delving into things that are happening on the state level for entrepreneurs, opportunities, meetings that are coming up where you can get together with other people who share your passions. And all that packaged together with some audio elements as well, like the segment of our program and the podcast from our program, many other things that are coming our way as well. All that resource for you on Fridays, there in your email. Click on it, and you've got all these headlines and other resources as well for nothing. Simply go to InternetAdvisor.net and click on that button, the subscribe button. Mike, let's wrap up with something here that I know it must cause your chest to swell a little bit out there in West Michigan. The West Michigan industrial economy seems to be generating a new order of high.
As high as it was last summer, Grand Valley State University, Brian Long does that survey every month. And for March, which is the latest data available, it's at the highest level. I won't get into all the intricacies of it, but it's essentially the highest level since last summer. That we did have a lag in the U.S. and the Michigan economy because of the really nasty winter that we just went through, and that really depressed everything. But everything's snapping back very nicely, and Michigan's still a heavy industrial state. Even though we've lost a lot of those jobs, we still have a lot of them here.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. What's good to hear is bouncing back. It's like the flowers that we see coming up out of the ground. We are recovering slowly from this miserable winter.
I just want to add real quickly while the governor's there, the main reason that I started MI Tech News was at the governor's advice. Back in 1999, him and I go way back, and I was sitting in his office and telling him that I was thinking about moving forward on this project. What did he think? And he goes, go for it. And I did. So thanks to the governor.
Well, that's wonderful, Mike, and we certainly have benefited from that good advice that he gave you. Hey, I know you've got an important event going on there in the Grand Rapids area. Take off, Mike, and enjoy your ceremony this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Foster.
Well, Governor, is it true? Were you the inspiration for him?
I don't know if I was the inspiration, but I did support him, and it was great to see. And Mike's been a great entrepreneur and very successful, and it makes you feel good.